Okay, there. Hello, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. Good evening.
Good evening to you. And as you told me before we began, I think perhaps we should share with our listeners that you might be a teeny bit drunk. Is that
Little
correct? Is that
tipsy. I'm
accurate?
having. I'm having. I guess I learned the other night that this is known as a lemon drop.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
So I think I'm having. Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah. So it's just. I guess it's just a martini with lemon instead of olives, but.
Ooh, yeah. I'm a
Yeah,
little
so
bit jealous, I have to say.
Well, fix yourself a little something, something. Little, do you
I
have any
could, I
Cosmos
guess.
mixture left? You can get
I
yourself a.
do, yeah. I could cross the room to my mini fridge and,
Yeah, we can
we can play
accommodate you with
old
that.
music.
Just take your st yeah, we're like la 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 la. Because it
Well, I
has been
feel like
rough on General Hospital
I
lately,
was
and we
gonna
need.
say,
Oh
yeah, I
my
was gonna
God.
say maybe this is why you're turning to the drink is because we're having to cope with a massive loss.
Oh my God. I really. Did you expect that? We talked, and I was like, oh, not looking good. But I really didn't think
Yeah.
they would let Brando die, and they really
I
did.
know. They really
They
did. When they
really
die in a
did.
hospital bed, it's harder to, have a
Yeah,
person
it's
come
not
back
like just
from that.
disappearing in a river and
Right, on the Pennsylvania side especially.
right. Yeah, no, he's like
Yeah.
Gonville, and it
Yeah.
was not sepsis.
Yeah, right. Even though we learned as much as we needed to know about sepsis,
Right. Well,
thank
and
you
that's
again,
why,
Gia, for that.
the coughing was not a symptom of
Right,
sepsis, and so
yeah. I think you
yeah.
did mention that, didn't you, in our last discussion?
I mean, realistically, I mean, that's stupid to say we're talking about a soap opera, but realistically, if
Yeah.
he had been infected with a poison, wouldn't that have been detected much sooner than, he
Well,
wouldn't have made it through a surgery and, right?
true.
I
Good
don't
point.
know.
And
I
I
don't know.
feel like somehow the blame lies with Portia. Because I don't have confidence in her as a doctor.
Not anymore.
No, you know what I
No.
mean? Yeah,
No, I
yeah.
know. I know. I don't know. I don't know what to think there. And then and Finn jumping in with it being a possible snake venom or something. I don't know. Was that to like throw some possibility of him being involved? I don't
Well, I
know. I
thought
didn't know what
maybe
to.
that helped maybe make Mason sound like the possible guy if he's from like
Oh,
Pawtucket and
Mason.
snakes and stuff. But it did seem it all seems so sort of outlandish, Like I felt like the show was all over the place today,
I felt like it was all
especially.
over the place. I felt like there was a lot of potential for stuff that
Yeah.
got sort of mishandled. Like I was annoyed
Yeah.
with
Yeah.
the pacing of the Elizabeth storyline. Like that all
Exactly.
seems really weird and rushed.
Yep.
And I'm annoyed with what's happening with Lucy.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just annoyed. Maybe I'm just being too picky with a soap
Well,
opera,
I
but
was feeling the same way. I think like with the Elizabeth thing, that stretched on for so long, right? This whole like whatever is
yeah,
kind
and
of haunting
exactly.
her.
And
And
suddenly
then
we're gonna
all of
have
a
two
sudden,
therapy sessions and
yeah.
solve the whole thing.
And she's like, the one with Kevin where she like forced him basically to cancel his appointment, and that all seemed weird too. And then it made me think, well, gosh, is he the one who's like wanted to stab somebody or something? And she, took him out of his rhythm. I don't know. It's just, but
Oh,
I don't think.
what? You mean you thought Kevin might be?
Well, he just was
What?
acting very weird. And I
Oh,
know, I that
a
would,
little
I
bit,
mean, I'm not saying that I would think that was a sensible way to go, but the way hospital's been acting lately, it feels like, you can't rule anything out. And that's kind
Yeah, and
of.
how annoying was it the scene they had with Jordan and Anna, where Jordan's creeping up on Anna with
Now
wearing
that's a good
gloves
idea.
with the hook,
Yep,
wearing gloves.
on a
Like,
foggy
I
night
mean,
at the pier.
yeah, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, it just, the whole thing was such a, I don't even know if it was a red herring. I don't know if that qualifies as a red herring or not. But it's
like a cheap sort of
yeah, just shitty writing scared, again. Just, you know? Shitty writing. Yeah. Just like cheap movie. Like, I was just annoyed.
And it felt like everything with like the tone, like it was none of it was like hitting the mark. And I couldn't figure out like. Did they have a meeting? Did Jordan and Anna have a meeting on the pier? Is that why they were there together?
I find myself wondering about are they friends? And I've forgotten that they're friends.
That's the thing. Yeah, everybody's tone is sort of weird with everybody else. I don't know if they don't have any time to rehearse or they get the script like 5 minutes before they shoot. I don't know. It just feels like, you know, they're not in a groove. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They certainly aren't. I mean, there's stuff happening. There's stuff happening. So I give them that. Mm-hmm. There is stuff happening. Right. But it all feels like a cheap, like, teen movie, like, teen horror movie kind of stuff happening.
Uh-huh. Right.
I don't know.
Right. Because Anna wouldn't have been, like, hanging out on the pier by herself, would she, at this point?
No,
would anybody
I don't
be
know.
Hanging out by
know.
Themselves
in, on the on a foggy night at the pier? I don't know.
Yeah, and then you kind of, like, you couldn't figure out, like, everybody seemed to have heard about Brando, but I wanted a more somber tone sort of throughout the town,
I was
you know?
So, like, I couldn't believe they had the scene with Maxie and Lucy and Brooklyn having a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Sasha's like, I mean, like, why aren't they with Sasha? Like, okay, I get, like, Lucy just had the scene with her, horrible, horrible. But still, in spite of that, they should have been with her. Like, you know, I was like,
You'd
how
think
have
Lucy
they just
would
left?
Have felt even more terrible, right?
Right, I mean, and they would have rushed her be with her. Of course they would have rushed to be with her. And instead they show Lucy being, like, a jerk with Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Which felt very forced.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so we had one day when Brando's dying and we're all like in heartbreak. And then the next day we have the karaoke audition.
Uh-huh.
Which was so awkward and weird.
Uh-huh. I know Chase has talent, but he seems so stiff, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean he is a talented singer, but that was so weird. Like, you bring your mic and your mic stand, and you just stand up there like karaoke.
And then, like, and Selena's like just skulking about, like she's responsible for every good thing that's happening.
Yeah, and
you know,
Curtis just still seems like kind of a dickhead. And I don't know the whole thing.
Yeah,
I did like the like cousin Lurch over there, like watching like.
Yeah,
I don't know who he is. I like him. Like, he's a new character. I like him.
he's like Selena's Norman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like the whole thing was off. Like, the heartbreak of losing Brando when I didn't expect it.
Yeah,
and, you know, like those scenes were not off. I felt like those were
right.
And, you know, like when they started flashing back on everything Brando had done, I was like, oh, rah-rah, you know.
I know.
Like,
I know.
No, that's never a good sign when they do a retrospective of the actor's whole time on there. And but then we just sort of left them and went to these other sort of frivolous things.
Yeah.
And I mean, certainly wouldn't Maxie be like right by Sasha's side? I just, it's like. Things just seem off in the writing. I don't know.
I agree. And I kind of also wanted Sonny to still be sort of more visibly, you know.
Right. Yeah. Okay. A scene I did like. Okay. I'll stop being negative now. It could be the drink making me negative. I liked the scene where Sonny and Alexis like fumble the whole thing with Christina. Like, that was
especially
great,
especially Alexis.
But that was so great. I thought that was great because I felt like my parents did that kind of shit all the time, like where they were so well-meaning but it came across in some other way and it just like got fumbled and then you know, I was like, ah, like I didn't mean to say you're wasting your life, I meant, you know.
I guess that's true. I felt like Alexis should have been, I don't know, she should be past that sort of stuff now. I would think she'd have more perspective. I mean, she's done time, you know, so who the hell is she?
That's true. She's been anybody? In the yogurt covered pretzel romper.
Yeah, she doesn't even have her license anymore, you know, to practice.
That's true. She's just being snotty. That's very true.
You know, I mean, it just seems like, yeah.
I don't know, but I did kind of like seeing Alexis and Sunny like teamed up as parents, because I kind of forget that they're her parents, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't know. I kind of liked it because it's like, I so feel like looking back how my parents fumbled things sometimes with me and I fumbled back, you know, when it was all just well-meaning stuff.
Right, I know. You wish you could do. And then that kind of reminds me of Carly's scene, which is going back a few days.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about what the fuck's happening with Carly. What? I thought we had. Okay. There was a moment where she goes. She's at the cemetery.
And she, like, walks through a tree, and then she's
and
in
she
the
walks,
bar.
And she's in the bar. And I was like, okay, we're having a dream sequence. Right, so there's been a plane crash, and we're having a dream sequence.
Yeah.
And but then today...
But then she gets her phone. Yeah.
Yeah. And everything's, like, back to, like, real time, and she actually speaks to Sunny, and so...
Yeah.
It's like, seriously, you walk out of the bar, at the hotel bar, and that, like... door opens onto this cemetery.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that seems so deliberate.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Well, it seems like, it would have been easy to not film it that way if it wasn't a dream sequence.
Right. So that's why I thought, okay, that's a big hint that we're in she's been in a plane crash. Yeah. She's in the hospital and this is all a big dream.
Yeah.
But today's conversation with Sunny seemed very real.
It did. Yes, it did.
Have like the B team doing the writing right now or something? Or
yeah, I think so, Gia. And I hate to completely knock the writing because I know it's difficult. But
it is hard, sure.
But yeah, it's just a shame, you know, when you have all of this like really potentially powerful stuff, you know, and they've created this scene for Carly where they could do something, you know, sort of interesting and original. And then it's
like
they're not capitalizing on all of these things.
Right. Like, I'm down with this being a dream sequence. Like, let it be like a huge, like, find yourself, dig into your identity kind of.
Yeah.
Thing.
Although I also sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that would explain like the bad acting of that, whoever that woman is. That's,
Really,
they must have paid a great deal of money to have her be on or something to have her keep coming.
Yeah. So she's throwing in the accent, like just as a
oh my
sign of
appreciation. God, it's worse and worse.
I know it's way too much, but I was thinking that, like, when Carly was having the conversation with her mom, sort of at the cemetery, and really, like, kind of having her eyes open, you know, like, kind of like what you were saying about you and your parents and stuff, you know, I thought it would be really cool if, like, this new Carly, like, if that wasn't a dream and she was realizing kind of, like, what's important and stuff, that she could really go back to Port Charles like a completely new version of herself,
new person,
you know?
Yeah
and maybe even like look at Drew and like, you're just a clown, you know,
that would
be
cool, but
I know just it would have been interesting if she could have come back as somebody, you know, who wanted to do something completely different with her life.
Yeah.
You know?
I did. I liked the conversation with her mom at the cemetery too, because like, that's the kind of like stuff like that, you know, I wish I could say to my mother too, you know,
exactly.
It's interesting though, when I think about like Carly and Joss, like, I don't think they have that baggage. Like, I feel like they, like, are there mothers and daughters that don't have that baggage? Like, I know they're like fictional, you know, like, do you know anybody in real life, mothers and daughters that don't have that kind of baggage? It's such a hard relationship.
It is. And partly because for a long time, you really kind of want to believe that your mother doesn't have like a whole life, you know, with her own problems and stuff like that, you know.
I never even considered it, you know. Just been like, because I'm such a selfish wench, like I just never occurred to me that she would.
I think it only occurred to me later. Yeah, but our moms were really good at letting us be selfish, I think, you know.
I think they were. Mine should have taken me by the collar and tossed me up against a wall or something, you know, like,
yeah, I know.
I don't know. But
I
do hope that in the modern world, maybe there are mothers and daughters that don't have that kind of baggage or something. Yeah. But
well, Joss seems to see sort of the whole Carly, you know.
She does. That's what I mean. They seem great together. It's like, that's why I wonder, is that for real? Can that happen? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're a mother with a daughter. Does that happen?
Nothing but regrets.
She starts laughing.
Nothing but serious regrets. Round
the clock regrets. Oh yeah, my goodness. Yeah, well, different circumstances, but I don't know. Mothers and daughters, and then like fathers and daughters, that's a whole different ball of wax, you know.
I think that's such a rare relationship, at least in my experience, to see like a relationship where a daughter and her father really sort of are open and close to each other, you know. At least in our generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're lucky. I think you and your dad have a pretty good relationship.
Well, we do, but it's the kind of thing where we will say shit to each other, like, you know, like, I mean, in recent years, we will say shit to each other that's like, it's like I don't know. We give it back to each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that takes a real effort on your part, especially because it seems like he just
pisses me off so much sometimes.
But you could just kind of like, you know, like turn the volume down, you know, like sort of not really listen, tune him out, you know, and not like try to spend time with him. But you really do. So, you know, hats off to you, Gia.
Well, thanks. Yeah. The bond is unbreakable. I try. I mean, this sounds kind of new. Ooh, hello. It's a little new agey, but I try to view things through a lens of what's happening to his brain.
Yeah.
At this point in the aging process, and what's happening to my brain, you know, and take all that into account. And, you know, just sort of take the good with the bad or whatever. But,
adult. That's pretty mature of you, I would say.
Well, because in recent times, and maybe partly the pandemic and politics and all that shit, there's been some real testing, some real testing of the bonds, and some real like screaming at each other over the phone over the years here.
Yeah.
Over stuff like, I want you to stay alive, so don't do that stupid shit, you know, like, you know, which is so like, I don't know, it's a weird thing, like, I love you so much, don't be so stupid, you know, like that kind of
fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
But I do feel like we have a slightly different relationship than my brothers probably have with him. And then vice versa, like my brothers had a different relationship with my mother.
Yeah, definitely. Know? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was thinking today, just it was a weird, like tiny thought, like with my family, like my brothers were sort of responsible for taking out the garbage and mowing the lawn and stuff like that. And I was completely off the hook for that stuff, you know.
Sure. Yeah. But you had girl stuff you had to do, right?
Can you see me doing any
stuff? Did you have to set the table? Didn't you have to set the table and clear the table? Like, I was so pissed. I was like, why do I, you know, like, we had very divided stuff and I was just pissed about it.
Yeah. Well, we had divided stuff, but I was thinking today that some of those things, like boys can sort of turn that into like a job, you know, like mowing lawns for neighbors and stuff like that. So they're sort of like, making money, or they have an avenue to make money. I guess girls could babysit, but it seems like in a way boys yep. are more set up, you know, for being like a breadwinner.
Entrepreneurs, and yeah, and girls are yeah. set up to be wives. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But maybe it's all different now. We're pretty old.
We're super old.
We're super old.
Yeah.
Super old.
And yeah. cranky, apparently.
I'm mildly
when it comes to hospital.
Mildly drunk, but I don't know what your problem is. But.
Yeah, I don't know either, Gia. I'm coming down from I had a piece of cake earlier and
oh, cake. What kind of cake was it?
Well, it's a red velvet cake that I made for my brother.
Baby.
My brother Clay is up
Charlie? Clay.
Clay. Okay. He likes red velvet cake, but
nice.
I don't know Who if doesn't? He's I don't know if he's gonna come over and get it. So I might just
You've already it. Eaten it?
No, I made a small one for me and then like oh. a bigger one for him. I'm no fool.
That's funny. I'm no fool. Well, I hope he comes over. Is he alone? Or does he have the wife?
He's alone. He's alone.
He's alone. Fabulous.
Oh, gosh. We're totally off topic now.
Oh, sorry. Okay. General Hospital. Okay. Yeah. Brando, oh, that was heartbreaking. That was heartbreaking. That was,
and like we said last time, they did such a good job of making it so clear that Sasha and Gladys loved Brando more than just about anybody in the world, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't even know another character where they've done that, you know?
Yeah, and it was just awful. Oh my God, it was awful.
Yeah, and I still feel like Portia kind of fumbled there, but like you said, the poison thing should have been evident. That should have triggered some sort of response.
Should have been evident from the get-go. I guess I don't know much about poison, but wouldn't that have been a factor in his when he came in, not just the damage to the lung from the piercing of the hook or something, but I don't know. What do I know? I mean, they don't have to be true to life.
No, they don't. They don't. But
yeah, anyway, that was rough, and I was a little shocked. Shift to a different storyline. Elizabeth and Kevin and Finn, and so now she's sketching a picture. Are we supposed to believe that's Finn's wife that died? That is that who we're supposed to think that is?
I think so.
Like, how would that make any sense on any planet?
I know. I think maybe they're trying to get us so like messed up in our heads that we don't really like break down any of these flaws in any of the storylines, you know. We'll just be so fixated on like how to unravel that, you know. But
also
his wife die of some disease that he couldn't
kill? And how would that be in any way in Elizabeth's head? I don't know, like did that make any sense? I don't know
unless there's
and what was up with her having that like weird like belt of like drawing utensils, like that was weird too.
I know.
And I took lots of art classes. We never
we
had
didn't
a little
have any belt
like
full of charcoal and stuff.
No, I mean we were mostly painting sort of people, but I took a lot of drawing previous to meeting you. I took
Me
a lot
too,
of drawing.
And I don't think I ever, I never had a belt for my pencils.
Maybe I really
that's
didn't.
Why we didn't become proper artists because we didn't.
I'd like to
belt.
Go back to drawing. I really enjoy drawing. I did some drawing during the pandemic. There was like do you remember that? I was doing like a live, some sort of, well, I drew a lot of ponies. I was, it was like a library program prompting. They give you a prompt. Yeah, the Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. They should keep that going.
I fell behind,
but I made a few friends online just from that.
Cute. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was thinking when Elizabeth started drawing, I thought that would be nice if they had really like if they really acknowledged all the facets of these characters that they create, you know?
Right, because she was an artist long ago.
Yeah, and that would have been an interesting aspect of her personality if somehow she'd had a hand in that, you know, all along.
I'm worried about her in real life. Like, her face looked so drawn.
Yeah.
And just kind of skinny and emaciated. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh God, I don't know. I mean, she's
certainly tiny.
She's tiny.
Her hair just doesn't move.
Her hair is stiff. It was a little better today, but still kind of weird looking. I don't know. Yeah. I'm worried.
Yeah.
But anyway, that storyline made no sense with that drawing and that woman. Right. And I don't know.
Yep. Is Finn going to see this pad of paper with his wife's picture on it?
Right. And it's all tied to Finn, like speaking about poison to Jordan.
Yeah. So maybe, maybe we're going to be led to like some other fact about how his wife died. Maybe it wasn't what he said. Right. Is that the only person who's told us how she died? He's really the only one who would know. Right.
I think so. I can't remember far back enough to his, you know, and coming on the show.
Yeah. Because I think they were like he and his wife were in some exotic location,
away
from his family and stuff. So
yeah,
they wouldn't know necessarily. But that means they'd be painting him as some sinister guy. And is that
doesn't make sense, really. You know, no, we don't want that. We don't, want that. I don't know what I want. I want better though. I don't know.
Because even like Finn, he hasn't really seemed like much of a. He hasn't seemed himself either lately.
No. You know? I mean, I thought the show did. I mean, I'm sorry they killed off Brando, but I thought they did a good job with the sort of heartbreak of that and Sasha and Gladys breaking down. All that was very believable and well done. Mm-hmm. But I didn't like how they simply jumped to other shit the next day.
Yeah, I know.
And I felt like the characters that I thought would be with Sasha and Gladys comforting them were not. And like, where are they? Where are they? And who's with them?
Right.
Nobody?
Right. And even if they couldn't somehow get to them, maybe let's say Sasha didn't want to see anybody, that would still be the only thing that Maxie and Lucy and Brooklyn.
Right. They wouldn't be having a meeting. Or they'd be showing them calling and leaving messages or texting or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they made a little lip service to like, oh, Maxie's going to be planning the funeral now, which I also thought was a little bit like, really? Would they instantly be assuming Maxie would plan that? You know, it's like,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I just thought, who's writing this whole thing? It's not working.
And even like when Chase came up to Finn at the hospital, it seemed like he was
being weird and accusatory,
you know?
And
and then Finn saying aggressive, you're not a cop anymore. Aggressive. It was like, what's happening with all of these
people?
Yeah,
it was weird. Yeah, they were not hitting the right note with anybody.
No.
Come on, hospital, get it together.
Yeah. Hi, sheesh. I don't know.
All right. And we haven't talked about fashion at all. Do you have any fashion notes?
Totally
frivolous.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't crazy about Carly's dress today. That was sort of a weird print.
Oh.
I liked Did you like it was, that?
Well, I liked that it had like a different ruffle and a different, like, I liked that it was shorter. You know, usually
yeah,
she's
the whole,
swapped
like,
in
the,
so much clothes.
I think
off.
It was more the pattern that I didn't like so much.
Oh, okay.
Than
all right.
The design of dress.
Okay. Did you like the Miss whatever her name is? Did you like her sparkly jacket?
I've
had a bit of a lemon drop. It's a terrible accent. Just awful.
It is. It really is terrible. I guess she was dressed the way somebody like her should be dressed.
I guess so. I thought the sparkly was a little bit much.
Yeah. And I hesitate to bring up this character, but when Drew came into, was it Charlie's? Did he go into Charlie's? Is that
Charlie's. He ran into Nina and Sunny. Yeah.
His hair seemed to be sticking up straighter than, like, it was
I
weird.
Didn't notice, but okay.
I was like, I was like going straight up in the air. But I thought it was interesting that Carly didn't pick up his call, but then she did call Sunny back.
Yeah, and it was nice that she and Sunny had like a civil conversation, and you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they still were able to kind of pull together for a dangerous moment.
Yeah. I don't know about Sunny telling her not to come home. I mean, I guess I get it. If he thinks really that people around him are the targets.
Yeah, yeah. That, I thought that made sense. And also, yeah. She's got to finish that storyline.
Although I must,
cemetery and
well, I thought that was kind of it was kind of a bummer that like she's you know this is going to be her crusade you know not to get her it just seemed like seriously I don't know if that's like
yeah it's a little
the most
weird.
Important thing in yeah. the world you know
yeah just to get revenge on that woman basically
yeah
really
it seemed like that's what it is yeah, yeah. that yeah. seemed like well now she hasn't made any progress at all if that's who she's gonna
now,
be
if that's right if that's what you she's know? All about yeah
yeah
it would have been I don't know more soul searching about what happened to her as a 16-year-old you know mm-hmm. or I don't know she I mean she does have quite a backstory
she does yeah
which we already know mm-hmm. So it would have been interesting to see scenes of that you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe that would have been cheesy to show some other young Carly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I would have liked it better if it had been a dream sequence, I think.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, wow, if that could be a dream sequence, then maybe the whole Brando dying could be part of a dream sequence. But no, I know
then,
that's
then
not
we'd
the
be
case.
Back to then we'd be back to Dallas. You know, it was all
yeah.
A dream. Yeah, were you know. A Dallas fan back in the day?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't a nighttime soap
person. What the
person.
Hell were you doing?
I was a sitcom girl. I like the sitcoms. I like a medical drama.
You didn't watch
Dallas?
Cop
show. No.
Oh, wow. Not even the JR stuff? Like, that's unbelievable to me.
It all
I so watched every Dallas.
That was also sort of heightened and dramatic. I mean, I know sure. daytime soap operas are too, but it seemed like that was like too hard for me to buy into.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know like what you would have watched if you weren't watching Dallas, because the whole country was watching. What?
Yeah, I don't. I'd have to look up the years and stuff. I don't remember.
Yeah, seventies, like late '70s, maybe early. Mm-hmm. No, late '70s. Well, maybe early '80s too. I guess.
I don't know, Gia. I believe me. I was watching TV.
I know. That's why I have a hard time believing you weren't watching TV. So, what were you watching? That's the question. Yeah. What
Whatever
about Love
sitcoms.
Boat? Love
yeah,
Boat,
I
Fantasy
Love
Island.
Like Fantasy Island made me very uncomfortable. I thought, why do their fantasies always have to take a turn? You know,
well, they were always very
lovely?
Didactic. They always taught a lesson. Yeah. They got dark. They got a little dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway. But,
okay. Well, that was just a little trip down memory lane. Memory lane there. Yeah. Well, Hospital, I want you to do a little better. You've got some good material. You've got some great actors.
Yeah, very good characters. That I mean, they take so much time building up all these characters, and then they don't really like respect them enough to stay true to them.
I know. I watched, and now I know you're not a Dex fan. Dex. Yeah. Sorry. Lemon drop talking. It's Dex, right? Yeah, Dex.
It is Dex, yes.
So I watched a little bit of State of Mind with Sonny and Dex.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Maurice, and I can't think of his real name. Yeah, anyway, I'm just always so, like, impressed with how dedicated these people are to their craft, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this actor was talking about, he was being very gracious and like thankful about, you know, he came in and his first scenes were with Sonny, and he was talking about how Sonny kind of was took him under his wing a little bit and, you know, really like made him comfortable. And, and they just, they're really, this is not like, they're not like blowing this off like, oh, it's just a soap opera. They're like, this is their craft, and they're really into it. Mm-hmm. And Mm-hmm. I'm impressed with that. And
I'm
a little more in love with Dex now.
Oh, great. Great, Gia. You were mm-hmm. already kind of hopeless. I mean.
I know. Yeah. But he seems like a nice kid.
Okay, well, that's good. And I must say, I mean, even like Brando, I wasn't a huge fan of Brando's ever. You know, it took a long time for me to acknowledge that he was a good guy. But it was mostly that, you know, that Sasha and Gladys and Sonny, they all like cared about him so much that I started to care about him, you know?
Yeah. And now it's like, oh my God, the heartbreak of that, yeah. Like those two women, like what the hell is going to happen there? Ugh.
Well, and it's kind of like with Elizabeth, you hope that they'll do Sasha justice and give her like some, you know, some good scenes and like sort of let it draw out a little bit instead of like wrapping it up, you know?
I think the classic soap opera thing would be to have her be pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if I don't think I want them to do that just because it would be so.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want that either. I mean,
overdone. I'd like to see her like tough it out and see what happens with this and mm-hmm. be a strong person. Oh, I know we're probably pretty close to being done here, but I do want to say that I am pissed off about the Lucy Victor stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just the fact that he's basically abducted her.
He's abducted her, and once again, like, what was the implication when they said, well, we all know Lucy's weakness, and then they show Victor giving her a diamond bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, once again, is it just, oh, she's so shallow and she'll be, like, overwhelmed with, you know, baubles.
Right.
And yet again, a woman needs to be rescued. Like, I don't mean to get off on my feminist high horse again, but it's like, really? Like, couldn't we have a storyline where Lucy outsmarts Uncle Victor?
Yeah, it seems like she's capable of it. It does make me uneasy that it happened at all, that he got her on a boat, you know, that's like,
yeah,
that's kind of unacceptable. If there's no way that she can leave if she wants to, you know, that's just
right. I just think I would love to see the tables be turned and have her outsmart him somehow need to be rescued by Valentine and Anna.
And when you see Valentine and Anna like climbing over the ground, it's like, oh, useless. No. I started to think, oh my God, Lucy's in real trouble now. You know?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we hear somebody, and then they clatter away like a herd of ponies or something.
Like,
you know?
They're wearing like, oh, nobody will hear you. Or something.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. I mean, remember how useless they were with Peter? They were totally useless.
They suck. They're like, they're even less effective together than they are separately.
Yeah, they're awful. You know? They're the worst spies in the world. But
I mean, and what are they going to do? I mean,
I don't know, but like, I just like, I'm resentful that they show Lucy in need of being rescued. I like, like she's a strong character and they should show her like, I don't know, tossing
kicking
him
ass.
Overboard or something. Yeah.
Like she's pretty scrappy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I don't know. I'm just annoyed by that.
And I was feeling like I was kind of glad to see Valentine, you know, because he's one of the people we don't really see often.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, it felt like we just sort of got teased.
I felt like things were off for the past few days. So I don't know who's writing right now, but straighten up, people. God.
Yeah, or just let us have a look at the scripts, you know, just give us an hour with a script.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Exactly. That's all it would take. We'll sober up. We'll set things right.
We'll get our belt of pencils out and we'll just make some marks.
We'll do some
sketches. Some minor adjustments.
Well, I don't know how everybody else is feeling, but we appreciate you listening. If you're frustrated, we hear you.
We do. And I'm kind of bracing myself for like how they're going to handle the Sasha Gladys stuff now.
I know.
Maybe we'll get a lovely funeral. I don't know, but I feel like that's not necessarily what I want this time. You know, Like, no. That's what we had with Mike, and that was so good. I think they did such a good job.
Yeah, they did do a nice job of that, yeah. Yeah.
But this is different.
What we want to know is what's going to happen to Sasha? What's going to happen with Sasha? How is she going to handle this?
Yeah, where is she going to find strength?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't want her to disappear as a character. Like, was that her storyline and now she's done? I hope not.
Right. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho, I guess we talked it out, people. Thanks. Thanks for listening if you're still with us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Gia. Well, I hope you're not hungover tomorrow.
Oh no. I'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk in a few days. We'll see how it goes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Best to Rory.
Okay. I'll tell him. All right.
Okay.
And,
all right, dear. You take care.
And hang in there and keep watching.
Yep. Yep. And don't go on alone.
No, you neither.
Okay. All right. Bye, Gia.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.